your mom, Tommy, your wife's in the public eye, and we all know the politics in the year 2019 can be pretty rough sometimes.
Yep.
Is that tough at times? Is that tough when people might say things, you might read things that are very critical of your mom or your... How about you, Tommy? Let's start with you. Do you, is that something that...
Sometimes, yeah.
Does that happen much or not really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't really read paper a lot.
That's a good approach to life. How about you? Is that hard?
Yeah.
Like, just for starters, about Gina. Is it hard for you to see Gina being the target of criticism, which just happens in the political world?
Of course it is. Yeah. No, and my initial instinct was, you know, I wanted to punch somebody. You know, but you realize very quickly that, like, anything negative, any bad reaction, it only makes things worse.
Yeah. Tell your Projo friends he broke a guy, one guy. He broke some guy. Tell your Projo friends he broke.
It'd be funny.
Is it true?
He broke a guy's collarbone?
Yeah, no. But no, it's not that. It's not the. But it's just, you know, in a campaign season.
Yeah.
You deal with all kinds of things, and people. There's no filter. You know, people are willing to say things to politicians that you wouldn't say to anybody else.
Like what?
Pretty mean things. I mean, I won't repeat it. And you know. But Gina, the way she handles herself has been, I think, has really been pretty impressive, you know, and I've learned to be able to be impressed by that and to do that myself.
You guys have Father's Day plans at the moment, or?
I am curious to find out, my friend. Maybe, Mark, you can send your
let me ask
your investigative reporters on to...
Let me see if I can do some investigative reporting right now.
Tommy, no comment.
What are the Father's Day plans right
now? I want to go get a new plant. I want to get a big, like, lilac bush to plant. Every year we plant a few new things in the yard.
What do you want for Father's Day?
Yeah, I want a new lilac bush. We're gonna
Is that what you know? If you were to ask for a present for Father's Day...
That's what I'm asking for, is some new bushes that we can plant out from.
Wow, you're a nerd.
So the funny thing about the first gentleman thing is I got introduced 2 days ago, and the guy, this happens all the time, the guy paused and said, let me call to the stage the first, wait, what are you again? The first man, the first dude.
It happens a lot.
Oh, it happened 2 days ago. It happens, 4 years into this, they still do. So it sounds
like... So when you're introduced, people will say, wait a minute?
Yeah, the introducer will say that, and then...
Oh, you mean when you're at an event?
Yeah. And then, you know, when I get introduced as the first gentleman, there'll still be giggles in the crowd as to seemingly that's a kind of a funny title. And so I always tell them it sounds better in Spanish. You know, it's El Primer Caballero.
Have you had many talks with other first gentlemen?
Yes.
Well, there aren't very many, but yeah. So it's...
How many are there?
Well... Thankfully, a bunch of women got elected just this past year, so the number is higher.
I think Alabama, Oregon.
So, but
other places, Rhode Island.
There's not more than 8 or 9 now.
No,
have you had any heart-to-hearts with any of them?
Yeah. In fact,
who would you be the closest first gentleman that you've had chats with?
The first gentleman until recently of New Hampshire, Tom Hassan.
He was nice.
Whose daughter, actually, I teach a class at Brown, and I had her, his daughter, as a.
What do you teach at Brown?
No one knows.
I teach a class on education and how you drive change in education systems.
Like I said, no one knows.
But you know the. The experience is somewhat similar. I mean, it's a very interesting thing as the first spouse. It adds greater complexity as a male first spouse, because people really don't know what to make of it, because we don't have nearly enough examples of female leadership, you know, executive leadership.
Which of your parents is more of a disciplinarian?
Okay, that's kind of hard. I don't really know. They're both fun parents. Like, you know, the stereotype, fun parent.
Yeah.
They're kind of both fun parent, but they're also kind of boring at some points. Like, mostly boring.
You what?
Mostly boring.
Your mom is?
No, both of them.
They're both kind of boring?
Yeah.
Which of the two is more boring?
Dad, when he talks.
Really?
Oh, it's so long. You ask them a simple question, you get like a 50-page essay. It's just like, shh. You, like, you don't want to be rude, but you're also just like, be quiet. Please.
Which is a more fun parent?
Mom.
That's not true.
I don't want to be mean. I mean, it depends on the day. Mostly mom.
Yeah, it depends.
But also mostly mom.
And what makes her more fun?
I mean, very she isn't a spontaneous person. And I'm not either. I'm not. But when she tries to be spontaneous, it's really funny. And she's good at planning. And dad's really not.
I like to be spontaneous.
Yeah, and when dad's spontaneous, things don't really end up really well. So,
like, give me an example.
Like, restaurant reservations delayed.
So, restaurant reservations what?
Like you, dad makes a mistake and you have to wait like a half hour. Which doesn't typically happen because mom usually takes over.
Is that right, Andy? You make a mistake on restaurant reservations and you...
It's very much true. It's not my thing. I like to go with the flow. So I think why call ahead and you know.
And honestly, I mean, for like we asked dad to do a simple task. Oh, can you run into CVS or can you run into Stop or can you run into Whole Foods and get something really quick? Comes out with like two carts of stuff.
Well, I got things on sale. So when you've got your extra bucks to use at CVS and you can get things on sale, you gotta take advantage of it. Sure. Important to be frugal.
You say you spend a lot of time making the dinners here, huh?
This is mom. No, not dad. Me and mom. We usually spend all day cooking, and then we usually invite grandma over. It's usually like...
Really? On Sundays, your mom spends a lot of the day cooking?
Yeah. She takes Sunday off. Ish. Not really.
Not always, but yeah.
Not really. It's her version of taking a day off.
Which means what?
Half work, half taking the day off.
No, she tries to... No, but... Sunday is our day.
Yeah, not really. But it is. But basically, we always usually make either pork roast with something.
Yeah, there's pasta. There's always a pasta. There's always
broccoli,
a meat.
Broccoli, green beans, asparagus.
Broccoli, green beans, asparagus.
But like me and mom, we tried to make a vodka sauce. So we had penne with vodka sauce, a pork roast, and a bunch of other stuff like peas and.
So Mark, when I
it's all very creative.
When I first met Gina's family,
yeah.
They invited me for, I believe it was Easter.
Oh, I love the story.
Yeah, it was Easter Sunday. We've been dating for a while, and I got invited to come visit, and a lot of components to the story, but it's a way to meet the family. And I grew up in the Midwest, as you know. And I couldn't believe how good the food was. And so, you know,
from here to where?
To Greenville. They had the antipasto first as an appetizer. They had some shrimp. This delicious bread with olive oil and garlic. And then the pasta came out, and I took seconds on the pasta and, you know, continued to eat and eat and eat. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, whew, that was an amazing meal. Thank you so much. And everyone laughed because they said, well, we haven't even brought out the entree yet.
Really?
Exactly. And so I said to her brother, wow, I don't know if I can eat anymore. And he said, you want to be part of this family? And I said, yeah. And he said, keep eating. It was just this constant, you know, like I couldn't believe how good the food was, and then, but also sort of how much there is. And that's sort of a constant refrain for our Sunday night dinners as well.